is Tennessee Talks with United States Congressman Tim Burchett.
Hello, I'm Congressman Tim Burchett. Welcome back to another episode of Tennessee Talks. We've got a cool new backdrop behind us here, and I'm not actually out in front of the Capitol, as you all can probably figure out. I'm going to talk a little bit about the UAP hearings yesterday and on a few of President Trump's cabinet picks. The UAP hearing, of course, UAP is the new initials for UFO, unidentified aerial phenomenon. Other people have called it different things, but that's pretty much what they've decided on. People came from all across the world. It was always an interesting group. I met some folks from New Zealand and I think a fellow from Denmark and some other places. There was some really impressive witnesses. Dr. Tim Gallaudet, who's a retired U.S. Navy Admiral, if you can believe that. My buddy Lou Elizondo, former Department of Defense official. Interesting thing about Lou was they said that his department didn't exist, and then he produced literally check stubs to show that his department did in fact exist, and he headed up that department. Mr. Michael Gold, he's a former NASA Associate Administrator, and that's why we had people actually that were in the crowd from NASA that just were, they were not civilians. They were there to watch, I suspect, to make sure that Mr. Gold didn't say anything to get too much in trouble. And there were some others there. I would call them spooks, probably CIA or one of the other groups that was there watching it. Michael Schellenberger, he's the founder of Public, which is a news outlet on science and UFOs. Congress probably doesn't really care about this issue, I tell you, but there's a few of us that do. So we decided to hold another hearing, and it's taken us almost a year to get it together. Their answer just shows really what we're up against. A lot of the things I asked questions that I knew they wouldn't find answers to, mainly because I wanted folks to see just what we're up against when we'd ask questions about specifics, crashes, and details. They would say, I can't tell you that in a public setting, which means they'd have to tell us in the SCIF, which says, I mean, obviously they can say they don't exist, and then they'd be safe. So I think that kind of gives us our answers. And they did show us what we really are up against. The UAP community obviously thinks we're not doing enough or that we're stonewalling them, but the reality is it's just we're kind of fighting against the sewer up here. People want to call it a swamp, but I prefer not to call it that. It's really just an open sewer. And we found more of the same that we did. I'm completely convinced, though, if we're ever going to get to the bottom of this issue, and to me, I've said many times, it's not about little green men or flying saucers. It's just, what the heck are we spending tens of millions of your dollars on every year? And then every department has a division that deals with the UFOs. And there's even, we've had testimony, sworn testimony to say that they do. But when we get to certain members of the government, they'll tell you that they don't exist, there's no proof. And then when we show them the proof and show them the documented cases, they will say things like, oh, that's not in the data that I have. And it's a kind of an arrogance associated with it. But I think what'll have to happen is we'll have to have a strong leader in the executive office that really doesn't care about what the sewer rats think. And I hope that's President Trump. He has sent messages to us, and at least in my conversations with him and his people, I feel like they're going to come forth with disclosure will be coming soon, I hope. The president made some picks this week. The one that everybody's talking about is Attorney General Matt Gaetz. He is a tough, tough customer. He will be, he'll do what Trump is wanting him to do. He wants to get to the bottom of that. They've weaponized that department. They've gone after pro-life protesters. They arrest people for, a fellow was arrested at gunpoint for praying in front of a pro-life rally in front of an abortion clinic. You've had parents that have been put on terrorist watch lists because they've shown up at school board meetings to protest what their kids in fact are being taught. And so that I think Matt will get to the bottom of it, and he will leave no stone unturned. Tom Homan, you've seen him. He'll be the border czar. He will be a border czar. He served in the previous Trump administration. He worked on the border. He's effective. He is a bulldog, and he will not turn loose. My very good friend Lee Zeldin, he's from New York. He came just within a few votes of being the governor of New York as a Republican, and he is smart. He's an attorney. He and his wife have two little girls. I suspect they're not little anymore, but haven't seen him and seen the little girls in a while. But he and I were in Congress together when I first got here, and he's a good friend, and he's super smart, and he's witty, and he gets what's going on. Elise Stefanik, Ambassador of the United Nations, I spoke with Elise today. I think she will be an excellent person on that. And she's from New York, and I told her yesterday, I said, I'm just kind of glad she's going to be close to home and be with her family, because she has a little boy, and he's a good kid. And as a mama's boy, I can tell you, little boys need their mamas. Pete Hedges, he's a Secretary of Defense. I think he's going to reconstruct our military. We'll not have DEI anymore. It'll be gone the first day. That is what's really blocked a lot of good patriotic young folks, men and women, from joining the military because of some of that nonsense. I think he'll support Israel. He'll support our interest overseas. Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor. I came to Congress with him. He's a former Green Beret. He's tough on China. He has had a history of being a pretty straight shooter, and he's a very decent guy. I really like him. Of course, you've seen the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, which people are calling it. Elon and Vivek are going to be running that, and these two will probably be the most fun to watch and the most interesting. They come from business, and that's always a different thing. People say you need to run government like a business or business like a government, and generally they've never been in both of those. I have been in both of those, so it's a little different when you go into these things. And I was county mayor. We had to cut, and we cut a lot. And I'll tell you, every department you cut on, somebody's third cousin works there. All of my colleagues, all my Republican colleagues that are rattling the sabers right now, we'll see what happens when some of these cuts come down, what the heck they'll do. I suspect some of them will back off of it, but I hope not. I hope they answer the call that has been made to them. They're going to be slashing a lot of programs. They're going to save us billions of dollars. We're $35 trillion in debt, as you know, right now. We add another $1 trillion every 100 days to our debt load. I don't think it's going to be any more million-dollar checks to study the effects of drugs on goldfish or drag shows in Ethiopia or things that we've promoted in the past with your tax dollars, and those are real things. And those two will go after them. I don't think there'll be any sacred cows. Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security. She's very dynamic. She's been very loyal to President Trump. I know her. She left Congress before I got here, but she's been making a lot of waves as the governor, and I think she'll work well with this administration. John Ratcliffe, another friend of mine, CIA director. He's a former congressman and a very tough prosecutor. He's a very loyal guy. He's very loyal to this country. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. That hasn't been officially, that's been more or less talked about, and I'm not sure if it's actually even official yet. People could say, well, it's not official, but I'm pretty sure it's official. Everybody knows who he is and his conservative tendencies. I think he'll do another excellent job. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., wow, that's the one everybody's just kind of just come out. I expect if you own stock in Big Pharma right now, you're probably losing your tail, because Big Pharma is going to be, they're going to wish they'd have played it straight up with America, because he's going to go after them. And I think it's probably pretty welcome. Tulsi Gabbard, another friend of mine. We were in Congress together. Used to work out with her. It was always embarrassing, actually, when I worked out beside her, because she's in incredible shape. She's a surfer and skateboarder, and we always talk about skateboarding and stuff. She's from Hawaii, of course. She'll be a great pick. she'd been dragged through the mud, but the reality is, folks, she is a very patriotic American, and I'm looking forward to seeing great things from her. I think a lot of these folks are just, they talk the good talk about how they like to see women in leadership roles, but when one of them even thinks about being conservative, they back off of that and they just trash them, and she's been unduly trashed. She served her country in our military, and she was a great congresswoman. She was very independent, and really that's what we need in both parties, more of that. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm anxious to see who they put in Secret Service. My favorite, if you're just going to shake up the deck, is Dan Bongino. He, former Secret Service agent. He's been on presidential detail. He's recruited Secret Service agents. He knows the inner workings of that agency. And you really don't need to promote from within a lot of these departments, because that's where the real problem is. We've got a lot of these departments are rotten to the core, and their inability to do their job about cost President Trump his life twice. And we've got some real problems in those departments, and they need to be cleaned up. I look forward to seeing what goes down. These hearings are going to be very interesting when these people go through. I always remember, I think under President Carter, when I was a young man, young boy actually, that it was almost 2 years before some of the people got certified and actually went to work. And President Trump talked to us the other day at breakfast about folks that applied for these positions and then they would never get a hearing, and they have to quit their jobs almost immediately because of conflicts of interest. And it just about destroys them. These people come from business, and some of them aren't wealthy, and yet you just have to wait on the Senate to do their job. So hopefully there's a new mandate, and Senate will start doing their job. And we can only hope for that. I ask folks to pray for our country, pray for our leaders, pray for our president, current president and new president, that we get this country back on track. And I'm Tim Burchett. This has been another episode of Tennessee Talks. Next week, I hope we'll have a good guest with us. It's our first week back after the election break, and we'll see what happens. But again, thank you all for sending me here.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Tennessee Talks. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Keep up with Congressman Burchett by following Rep. Tim Burchett on Twitter and Instagram, and Congressman Tim Burchett on Facebook and YouTube.